From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. President Donald Trump is expected to name a Supreme Court nominee tomorrow who, if confirmed, would solidify a 6-3 conservative majority and almost certainly roll back abortion rights. As Rosemary Westwood reports for WWNO in New Orleans, few regions in the country are more at risk of losing abortion access than the Deep South.
The news of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death hit Michelle Ehrenberg as if it were a death in her own family.
I mean, I felt like I lost my grandmother in a way. I mean, it took me about 2 minutes of sobbing before I could even tell my daughter what happened.
Ehrenberg is the executive director of Lift Louisiana, a nonprofit that lobbies and litigates for reproductive rights and progressive state laws to help families. For many abortion rights activists like her across the Deep South, the death of such a pioneer in women's equality and defender of abortion rights is both profoundly personal and profoundly consequential. Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana are all poised to ban abortion if Roe v. Wade were to be overturned. That's something that becomes a lot more likely if there's a conservative majority on the court.
I mean, you're talking about essentially the whole South goes dark as far as abortion care.
Lori Bertram Roberts is the executive director of the Yellowhammer Fund, which helps people cover the costs of getting an abortion in Mississippi and Alabama. She said access to abortion services in the Deep South was already becoming untenable, even impossible for some, especially those in rural communities, those who are poor, and minorities. State legislatures have passed anti-abortion laws and regulations each year, and abortion clinics have dwindled to just a few, or only one, in each state. With this election, Louisiana could face even more abortion restrictions. A measure on the ballot proposes that the state constitution could never be interpreted to include a right to abortion. A similar constitutional amendment passed in Alabama in 2018. So efforts to further limit abortion access in the region are already in the works, regardless of what happens with Roe v. Wade. Still, Ginsburg's death has raised the stakes.
Certainly her passing could, you know, alter the landscape of the Supreme Court's jurisprudence on abortion and really make this constitutional amendment that much more timely right now.
That's Benjamin Clapper, the executive director of Louisiana Right to Life, which authored the amendment, replacing Ginsburg, he said.
Oh, I think it's an absolute priority.
Clapper praised the late justice's legacy of fighting for gender equality, but said her death offers an unforeseen opening nearly 50 years in the making.
You know, we see that as a critical moment in our nation when we have the opportunity to possibly restore the rights of unborn Americans.
Lori Bertram Roberts with the Yellowhammer Fund said she believes people are more nuanced on abortion than polls or state efforts to ban nearly all abortion with no exceptions suggest.
People need to understand, like, if you believe in access in any form,
for rape and incest victims, or if the baby was too sick to survive birth.
Yeah, it's time for people to come out of the shadows.
Roberts believes many in the South aren't truly ready for the realities of a post-Roe America. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.
The story was produced as part of WBHM's regional collaboration with public media stations in Louisiana and Mississippi.